wild comparison, and you can shut me down if you think I'm wrong. 9 to 5 and The Man are the same song in different generations. Female musicians and activism have a tricky history. When the Dixie Chicks got ostracized for their comments in 2003 about then-President George W. Bush and his decisions regarding the war in Iraq, many musicians took note of the public's harsh criticism of artists sharing their views. That was until 2018, when Taylor Swift abandoned the apolitical norms of musicians by endorsing Tennessee Democratic candidates in the 2018 election cycle. Through her social media, Taylor Swift advocated for the candidates, basing her voting on her personal beliefs and values, and encouraged others to evaluate candidates critically. Since that first endorsement, Taylor Swift has not shied away from sharing her political views on many controversial and pressing issues in our country. Today, on 1989 to Forever, we want to dive into how she has managed to voice her beliefs on sensitive issues while garnering respect and making an impact on the communities that she cares most about. Let's discuss how Taylor Swift has been able to rewrite the script for activism for females in the music industry during episode 2 of 1989 to Forever. I'd like to introduce today's guest, Maya Gutierrez, who is passionate about activism, standing up for others, and making the most out of the influence that we're given. Maya, could you share a little bit about your journey of finding and loving Taylor Swift?
Thank you so much, Mamie. I'm so glad to be here. For Taylor Swift, wow. It just goes back into my childhood in like the lunchroom, I don't know, first grade. Yeah. And just talking to like a new friend about how much I loved Taylor Swift and all. It was probably like the teardrops on my guitar, but not even knowing what it meant, really. It's it's so emotional. There was also this one song, it was like, I can't remember the name. But it's like, don't you ever grow up.
Never grow up.
Yeah.
That song makes me cry.
That song I listened to going to sleep every night as a child. And it's my dad would turn it on for me. I just really went up from there. Yeah. It was like every album release, I was there. I didn't really see her as too political for a while, but I remember when she took her songs off Spotify because of how they would pay people less for the streaming services and all that. And I remember being upset, but also like, go Taylor, you deserve this. This is your music. You do what you want, type of thing. But I was also very excited when she brought it back. I guess in 2020, speak out about more things, and especially when it came to racial issues. And that's when I really started paying attention to Taylor Swift's politics more.
I think some of the biggest topics that Taylor Swift has, spoken out about are LGBTQ+ rights, gun safety, abortion access, systemic racism. All the big buckets in pop culture in today's world in politics. But in the midst of her activism, she has remarkably retained her fan base and even gained more Swifties for her bold advocacy as a female in the industry that has historically not been kind, as we talked about at the beginning, to artists that are politically active. So why do you think that she has been able to do that? Why is she different than the Dixie Chicks? Why was she able to stay Taylor Swift and didn't get canceled for endorsing a Democratic candidate when, she still got those country, probably more right-leaning fan base, but they still love her. They still stream her music. Why do you think she's been able to keep them?
Well, I think also you have to look at the change in her music. She would start off as a country artist, but then she slowly started drifting into more of like pop and stuff like that. And so as she has changed, I think the right leaning and political people on that and also had to accept her change of music. So I think they don't necessarily love her, but they will still jam out to Fearless and stuff like that, because how can you not? And so I think with that, they actually had to learn a little bit about acceptance.
I mean, we know that females are much more criticized for speaking out with their beliefs and their politics than men, which that can be a whole nother thing. But she has made it very clear that you know, this is where I stand. And yeah. if you're not on board with it, that's okay. But people still listen to her music. I mean, yeah. thinking about like her Lover album. Mm-hmm. And do you remember the You Need to Calm Down mm-hmm. music video?
Oh, no, not the music video.
Wait, you didn't? Okay, so basically the music video, all the proceeds from it went to supporting LGBTQ mm-hmm. plus youth, I'm pretty sure, or mm-hmm. just, you know, different organizations yeah. surrounding that community. But every single part of that music video was just, like, having, you know, we talked about in the last episode of 1989 Forever about Easter eggs. And so she had, just has Easter eggs of, yes, these are my political views now. You know, in 2020 with her little patriotic voting cookies that were so cute and trying to get people to vote no matter what. Yeah. But I think a good comparison to Taylor Swift and her ability to kind of bring people together that normally wouldn't, not to the same level yet, but I think she's going to get there, as Dolly Parton. Have you ever listened to Dolly Parton's America, that podcast?
No.
Oh, you definitely should. So this is... this podcast series is kind of inspired by that Dolly Parton's America podcast. But basically it talks about how Dolly, she has not spoken out on political issues yeah. for a reason. She has stayed yeah. very apolitical. People from all ends of the spectrum.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
got the gambit at her concerts and yeah. her fan base. And I think Taylor Swift has done a very similar thing, you know, with her discography, with the genre breadth.
Yeah.
But I think that why I respect her so much for her ability to, like, garner people like Dolly Parton has is because she hasn't shied away from it.
Yeah.
You know, I love Dolly, don't get me wrong, but there are times in history when I wish she would have spoken out.
Yeah.
When the Dixie Chicks got canceled, she had the opportunity to step up and say, hey, this isn't right. You know, they are they're allowed to have beliefs and opinions. They're human. They're not just the voice in your headphones. I think in her day and age, she just that wasn't a thing. Like, she paved the way for Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much to look at there. If you know, if Dolly Parton wasn't here, how much more would Taylor have had to do?
Yeah, she would have had to done what Dolly did.
Definitely had less rights, and she was
maybe
she wasn't necessarily speaking out, you know, like in words,
but she was in her music.
She was in her music, and she was also like in the way she was carrying herself and holding herself and since demanding respect from people.
Yeah. Wild comparison, and you can shut me down if you think I'm wrong. 9 to 5 and The Man are the same song in different generations.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Right?
That's beautiful. Because it's like, I mean, I feel like for Taylor Swift, it was more of not necessarily like, I'm going to go to work, but more so I can just do what I want.
Yeah.
But Dolly Parton, it was like, in that time, it was, I just need to go to work. And like, that was what she was fighting for, is fighting for that.
Yeah, breaking the glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, okay.
Just another step on the boss man's ladder.
Mm-hmm.
That literally could be The Man, or it could be 9 to 5. Who wrote it, Dolly or Taylor?
What if Taylor put that line in? That would have been incredible.
That would have been really good. Well, and I think The Man is our generation's version of that song. And for those of you that don't listen to The Man or don't know that song very well, which it's arguably probably, I have a hard time saying a favorite Taylor Swift song, but lyrically, I always say that The Man is probably my favorite.
Okay.
Just because of the message behind it. It talks about, just because I'm a female doesn't mean I can't say these things. Because if a man said those things, no one would care. They would think that he's bold. They would think that he's a leader. They would think that he's going and getting what he deserves in the business world, in his career. Whereas the female is rude. She's too bossy. You know, there's this negative connotation of women and female leaders that go for it.
Yeah.
That if a man did the exact same thing, they would think that he's awesome and that he's confident. What Dolly laid as a foundation with 9 to 5 and saying, we can go to work. We are not just secretaries. We are not, which nothing wrong with being a secretary.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you want to do. That's the whole point of it, is women should be able to do whatever they're passionate about.
Yeah.
So if you're passionate about, you know, being a lawyer, go be a lawyer.
Yes,
if you're passionate about being a mom, go be a mom.
Yes.
If you're passionate about being a waitress, go be a waitress. Like, it doesn't matter what you're passionate about as long as you have the space to do it. And when Dolly Parton wrote 9 to 5, she couldn't.
Yeah.
Women couldn't. And now they can. And they're still being criticized. Taylor Swift, we talked about last episode about how she escapes expiration dates with Cole. And I think one of the ways that she does that we didn't get to talk about last episode because I wanted to save it for this, is her ability to be more than just a person that you're listening to.
Yeah.
You know, young women look up to her in so many ways. I remember in 7th grade, the Mean Girls that would make me cry, and my mom and I would sit in the car together and just blare mean. I realized that if people could be mean to Taylor Swift, if people could cheat on Taylor Swift, if people could do these things to Taylor Swift and she was still out there doing incredible things, still speaking up about all of this, still like sharing her beliefs and her passions and doing all these things, like, why can't I? She is someone that I hope every little girl listens to and knows that I can be like Taylor Swift someday if I really wanted to. That she's an integral part of American society and like has shaped so much of who I am as a person, as cheesy as it sounds. I've just looked up to her since I was little and grown up with her. Really value Taylor Swift for being someone that's paved the way for a lot of musicians to be able to speak out. And I think, you know, politic gurus would say that Taylor Swift was kind of the groundbreaker in that after the Dixie Chicks and after everything that happened with them. If you haven't yet, everyone should watch her documentary, Miss Americana.
Yes. I need to go do that.
Yeah. I mean, she talks about her struggles with an eating disorder.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. It's really heartbreaking. If you do one thing in this life for me, Mamie Hertl, it is watch the Miss Americana documentary on Netflix, because similar to what this podcast, or what I hope this podcast does, and, you know, garnering respect for her, even if you don't love her music, she is an artist of our generation that we will be telling our kids about, that we can look up to in a lot of ways that we've talked about today. And then I just think that she also has made herself be more than a musician. Thank you for recognizing that in her and coming alongside me in this little journey to talk about Taylor Swift and how much I love her. And I hope everyone has respect for her and can look to her. If you don't love her music, you can look to her as a role model, because I think she is a leader in our country, who has, you know, done a lot of awesome things for females, especially, but all musicians. Well, there you have it, folks. How Taylor Swift has paved the way for females and musicians to speak out about what they believe in. And now for our closing tradition, Maya, what are your top 5 favorite Taylor Swift songs?
That's hard.
I know.
I have to include it. Never Grow Up.
Yeah.
You Belong With Me was something that I just like grew up like, you know, like, you like a boy, he doesn't like you back. Lately, there's something about Antihero. Bejeweled. It's just...
Best believe I'm still bejeweled when I walk in the room.
Vigilante shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just feel like a boss woman.
Yeah.
And she's like...
I wonder if I'm going to have to bleep that out. For educational purposes, is that okay, Professor Travis? Well, thank you so much for joining me today to learn about how Taylor Swift has been able to rewrite the script for females and activism in the music industry during episode 2 of 1989 to Forever in season 4 of Podcast for Aggies, available on Apple Music and Spotify.